Hi everyone, and welcome back to Buzzword Mix.
酒馆旗舰小班直播口语课第27期进入最后召集，本周末就要正式开课了。全英文沉浸式的话题讨论，场景演练，让你上麦大胆开口说。相信我，你一定没有上过这样有趣的英文直播课。想赶上最后几个席位的小伙伴们，赶快联系小助手吧，错过又要等两个多月咯。微信号是 LULUXJG， 我们在酒馆等你。Now, on with the show.
In today's buzzword mix, our buzzword is tradwife. Trad, T-R-A-D, which stands for traditional.
我会把它翻译成传统娇妻。如果你关注海外的社交媒体，可能会在比如像 TikTok 这样的社媒上面看到了这样的一个越来越火的话题标签
Hashtag tradwife.Oh, the shares and videos with this hashtag, tradwife, often show a curated look at women embracing domesticity.
与社媒上很多大女主、独立女性的标签正好相反，这些 tradwife 的标签通常展现的都是一些女性，特别是年轻女性，去 embrace domesticity, domestic life, 展现出来这些女性自愿的回归到家庭，去拥抱家庭生活。那不管是在他们的穿着打扮，他们的理念，以及他们传达的信息，都在显示他们自愿并且非常享受这种 traditional wife or traditional housewife 的生活方式。
So a tradwife in recent Western culture typically depicts a woman who believes in and practices traditional sex roles and marriages.
所以在现在的西方社会里面，一个 tradwife 是被定义成拥护并且践行比较传统父权制度之下的这样的性别角色以及婚姻形态。
To put it in simpler terms, tradwife lifestyle is usually married in a straight relationship.
通常这样的 tradwife 他们的生活方式都是在一个异性恋的婚姻里面已婚的状态。
The man works, the wife does not.
男人在外面挣钱，女人在家里照顾家庭，没有工作。
The man is the head of the household and the final word on all things financial, lifestyle, and professional for the family.
男人是绝对的一家之主，并且对于像家庭经济、生活方式等等等等方面都有绝对的话语权。
Kids are a part of the plan, if not already in the family.
绝对不会是丁克，即使现在没孩子，在将来也一定会有要孩子的计划。
So basically, being a tradwife, you assume the traditional housewife or stay-at-home mother role.And you do all of the household chores like cooking, cleaning, laundry, so on and so forth. Additionally, special attention is paid to the importance of raising children.
其实就是传统居家的这种家庭主妇、全职太太。甚至在英文里，即使不是 stay-at-home mom, 全职太太、全职妈妈，还有一个词叫做 stay-at-home girlfriend, 全职女友，也经常会跟 tradwife 一起被提及。
So now it has already become a subculture. A tradwife subculture is based on advocating for patriarchal traditional values, and in particular, a traditional view of wives as mothers and homemakers.
而这样的一个 tradwife 的亚文化，它倡导的就是 patriarchal traditional values, 父权社会之下传统的价值观，特别是 traditional viewOf wives as mothers and homemakers. 这种价值观体系里面，女性作为母亲和作为主妇这样的角色。
Now, although some might frame their identity within a submissive or even biblical marriage,
这些 tradwife 也不尽相同。有的人可能确实会强调自己就是一个 submissive, 这样很顺从、低眉顺眼的这种小女人的形象，甚至拥护这种Biblical marriage, 所谓的 biblical marriage, 也就是在传统的基督教的宗教体系底下，也有跟咱们过去三从四德差不多的那些理念，比如说要 obey your husband.
Now, this might be what some people think, but other tradwives claim that traditional marriage is the key to liberation from being overworked, economic insecurity, and the stress of trying to survive in a world hostile to women's survival.And existence.
但这些 tradwife 里面还有另外一部分人认为他们回归家庭反而是一种解放，让他们不用在 这样一个整体对女性不够友好的大环境底下去起早贪黑当牛做马，依然没有办法获得经济上的独立和安全感，那么反而不如回归家庭，能够在这种传统的制定下活得更轻松。
This whole tradwife trend started in the United States. Actually, if you dig deeper, there is a disillusionment taking hold among young Americans. Studies show Gen Z is increasingly less motivated by the daily grind and adopting a more relaxed approach to their long-term financial security.
那 Gen Z 也就差不多是00后这一代，他们并不再相信那种搏命的积雪文化，那种 hustle culture。
Especially young women, whether they're married or not, are expressing a desire to take a step out of the professional rat race.
特别是很多年轻女性就觉得不想再在职场里面当牛做马的去卷了。
There's a lot of pressure on young women. For some, being a stay-at-home girlfriend or tradwife might be an excuse to step back and do less. However, according to some, there is nothing new about these taglines.Author Eve Rodsky says of tradwives and related social media trend of stay-at-home girlfriends. She said, that is the definition of patriarchy. There's nothing new here.
不过对这个风潮颇有微词的人就出来说，说这个一点都不新， tradwife 这个理念其实就是父权制的定义。
And tradwives are pretending they have agency over their choices, but they're actually taking huge economic risks.They don't have economic security.
并且警示这样的女性说，你觉得目前是轻松了，似乎也获得了经济上的安全感，但实际上伴生的都是巨大的经济风险。
Now, as you can imagine, this tradwife lifestyle has been criticized a lot. And part of the reason is its associations in the US and Britain with the alt-right and white nationalism.
那这种 tradwife 的风潮当然也受到很多人的诟病，其中他受到攻击的一个原因是因为他在英美经常会跟 alt-right 和 white nationalism， 也就是所谓的另类右翼和白人民族主义扯上关系。
And critics often stipulate that tradwives embody what has been described as toxic femininity and internalized sexism.
抨击他的人普遍都认为这种 tradwife看似是女性的自主抉择，但实际上她拥护和鼓吹的是一种 toxic femininity， 叫做有毒的女性气质。其实之前我们讲过 toxic masculinity， 叫有毒的男性气质，而且还有 internalized sexism， 就是让女性自己内化的性别歧视，认为我是女人，所以我只能回归家庭，我没有办法对社会有更多的价值。
Now, it might be interesting for you to know that the tradwife culture has actually a complicated relationship with feminism.
但很有意思的是，女性主义对于 tradwife culture 并没有一味的抨击，因为这里面有一个点，虽然有一些女性主义者会认为 tradwife lifestyle is a rejection of feminism in favor of a return to simpler times and patriarchal family systems. 虽然有一些女性主义者当然觉得 tradwife这样的一个风潮是女性放弃掉已经争到的权利，然后又重新回归一个父权下传统家庭的体系。
However, there are also feminists saying that we should support individual women's right to be a tradwife, and they describe the ability to choose as a feminist success.
他们就认为任何一个女性个体都应该有自主权去选择自己的生活方式，不管她是选择做一个 tradwife 还是一个 career woman。而这种选择权才是女性主义的胜利。甚至有人说
The last thing we need as women is for some of us to feel superior and judgmental of others. Putting women down is the patriarchy's job, not feminism's.
女性主义追求的并不是一部分女性因为生活方式的选择对于另外一部分女性的轻视和品头论足，这样就违背了女性主义的初衷。
Now let's move on to the sample sentence. In the current economic climate, the tradwife lifestyle can be quite risky financially. In the current economic climate, the tradwife lifestyle can be quite risky financially.
你听懂了吗？ 关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆来获取更多拓展内容。
Now, what do you think of the trad wife lifestyle?
期待你的分享，我们下期见。酒馆旗舰小班直播口语课第27期进入最后召集，本周末就要正式开课了。全英文沉浸式的话题讨论，场景演练，让你上麦大胆开口说。相信我，你一定没有上过这样有趣的英文直播课。想赶上最后几个席位的小伙伴们，赶快联系小助手吧，错过又要等两个多月咯。微信号是 LULUXJG， 我们在酒馆等你。